Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're now in the second hour. Coming up in the next segment for the balance of the hour, we're going to be extremely honored to be joined by Ralph Steadman. It does not need an introduction to many of our listeners out across the United States and the planet. He is a British cartoonist and caricaturist, and we'll tell you about his new book and some of his other books. Two of the people that work here in my office are extreme, I wouldn't call them fans, but admirers and followers of Mr. Steadman. And last night, I'd read one of his books in the past. I'd admired a lot of his art. Friends, of course, with Hunter S. Thompson and many other notables in gonzo journalism. So we'll be joined by him coming up in about 5 minutes. Then we have the Episcopal priest in New York joining us, Frank Morales. Bush has declared martial law with the new Military Funding Act. The military legislation, not just the H.R. 6166 Military Commissions Act, but the military funding bill that they passed on October 17th abolishes the governors and allows the Bush to bring in the military for any reason. It talks about rebellion, insurrection, conspiracies. I mean, this is Caesar crossing the Rubicon, so it's just, I'm speechless right now that it's gotten this bad this fast. I wanted to let a caller finish up. Patrick in Ohio, who we cut short in the last hour, you were talking about how you're a programmer yourself and how these voting machines, you need to be trackable. Sir, their own engineers have gone public and have testified in Florida and other states that they were hired and told to put in wireless software and to design it to be hacked. They have wireless cards in these so they can all be given their orders to steal elections, and they're flipping it here in Austin and San Antonio. I have the news reports today.
Yeah, I've seen them, Alex. I've seen all those reports that you talk about, and it doesn't shock me. You know, people can go around your, you know, you have a wireless network in your home, and people can just go in and hack it around that, too, and get in. So that doesn't surprise me either. It's just, you know, I've seen that video you're talking about where the guy testified here in Ohio about how he could just program the vote and make it flip from 51 to 49, and that person wins. And that just ticks me off, and I'm sure it ticks you off,
too. Well, we caught them doing it in Austin in 98. They were still feeding the Scantron ballots, again, similar to an SAT test score system, into computers themselves. And look, I've worked elections. I've seen them steal it right in front of me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there stacking the Scantrons to stick them in, and somebody's winning by 60%. And I'm talking to everybody else. They go, yeah, they're winning. And then at the end of the night, they lose by, they get 8% of the vote. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing. And, again, it's like Mexico. They stole the election in front of everybody. They rioted down there for 2 months. And finally in Oaxaca this weekend, they machine-gunned a bunch of people, including an American journalist, shot him right in the chest. I mean, and by the way, the Bush neocons were involved there with several big groups, several big consulting firms, PR firms, that they hired to do that down in Mexico.
Yeah, these guys are all over the place. I mean, Bush just bought some land down in Paraguay. I think he had his daughter down there negotiating that deal. I mean, he's in bed with these guys in Saudi Arabia. I mean, he's in bed with all these people.
Listen, it's happening, folks. And you know, in all the years I've been on radio, 12 years, I haven't talked like this. We are in martial law now. The question is, will they try to implement it? He has declared the power of Caesar. He has declared the power of Adolf Hitler. He has declared the power of Joseph Stalin, of Mao Zedong. Northcom announced last week that they are in control of the U.S. I appreciate your call. You bet. Ralph Steadman on the other side. I'm told we have him. Really honored to have him joining us. We're very thankful for that. We'll be discussing all of this with him and a lot more. When we get back, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.com. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and JonesReport.com. My new film, Terror Storm, is in the top 50 of Amazon videos right now.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, in the last week, we have interviewed Gore Vidal on there. We've interviewed high-level CIA officers on 9/11. We've, of course, interviewed the Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz about the globalist engineering and economic collapse. I'm really proud of my producers getting us amazing guests, and we've got with us now Ralph Steadman. I was just going over one of his books again last night, The Joke's Over, an amazing book. And, of course, he doesn't need to be introduced to many of you. If I tried to go over his bio, we'd burn the rest of the hour we have left with him. But he, of course, is a British cartoonist and a caricaturist, one of the best, and a writer, and was good friends with Hunter S. Thompson and many other luminaries in the alternative media. And he joins us now from San Francisco to talk about his view of the world, because I was reading The Joke's Over, written a few years ago, and here he is saying that if Bush wins the election, he's going to set up a military dictatorship, and then now we have the actual legislation passed 2 weeks ago that actually did this. So quite a sage when it comes to that. Thank you for coming on with us, Mr. Steadman.
It's a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing as best as can be imagined with the current atmosphere.
Well, I think you're troubled. You sound like a troubled man over there, and I think we're all troubled. I mean, any honest man should be quaking in their boots right now. I actually had a piece of voting wisdom I wrote down, which is, who can a trusting human being vote for? Who is old enough and who is wise enough? Who is so devious and cunning that they can perceive our darkest unspoken desires? Who can outwit the barbarous hordes beyond the boundaries of a place we call home? And who can give our trembling souls the sense of security we only ever knew at our mother's breast. How can we vote for the noblest and best when we want the most manipulative, the most ruthless, the most sadistic? Who is man or woman enough to fulfill our widest and most elastic desires? Who dares step forward to represent and quench our appetites? Is that a good start?
Wow, did you just write that?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Well, thank you for sharing that here with its virgin reading with us.
Well, it's, voting wisdom, I called it. Because I think in a funny kind of way, well, America does. I don't think we do. We don't want honest leaders. We want devious, cunning people who can help us to win whatever we have to win to make us feel safe in our beds. I'm not sure what it is, but since I came to America in 1970, I mean, things have changed a hell of a lot. But in fact, I did feel then the screaming lifestyle of America was alive and well and just getting underway. You know, Nixon, upset Hunter S. Thompson because Hunter cared a lot about his constitution and about the rights of man, about Thomas Paine. And it just seemed to me that that's what really made him rail against it. That Gonzo was a form of outrage against the real outrages of government administration. So, I don't know where to...
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing those amazing words with us. I'm sure we'll transcribe and get it up on the web. I don't even know where to start here. You know, you boiled it down. You crystallized it. I am troubled. I'm more troubled than I've ever been in my life. I feel like I've been robbed because I've been worldly enough in my life to not be naive. I've seen the underbelly of things, and I've studied a lot of history. And, I mean, we're seeing a classical repeat with a type of high-tech sci-fi Orwellian Brave New World overlay.
Yes.
that it seems like the elite has gone totally insane. I mean, they know what they're doing, but it's like a psychopath consciously knowing what he's doing. And just because he does it in a cold-blooded manner doesn't mean it's not just totally out of the pits of hell.
But it's just also not necessarily weaponry as much as toys, electronic toys, things that people know exactly how to use for the worst of purposes. The way of stripping you of all your personal thoughts and information and giving nothing in return except a rip-off. You know, it's as though ripping people off has become a way of life now. I mean, the government, first of all, is run by corporate management. It certainly is. It's not run by fine men. I mean, where are the Thomas Jeffersons and Benjamin Franklins of today? Were there ever anyone after them, or were they just all suits who decided what they could do now? They've instilled in people the idea that they have rights, and then they systematically strip them away and make them feel as though there is nothing in life that they could possibly realize about those rights that they have and have also fought for are being just taken away, and it's going to be okay because the people that are already in charge are masked men, almost, you know, people without a face, if you like.
Exactly. I think it's kind of the point that Terry Gilliam makes in Brazil and Time Bandits and the same idea we get of where they take our souls away, take our families away, take the true sense of magic in the world away, and they give us a toaster and a 7-speed hedge clipper and a texting mobile phone until we're just a bunch of basically dehumanized animals flashing signets of status at each other.
I think babies being born with mobile phones attached to their ears, you know, they seem to walk around now back home the same way. They seem to be on them all the time. They can only communicate with each other through these infernal little machines. You know, the fingers move across the keys so fast. They've learned a skill that they use for no good reason. It's not even interesting what they have to say.
Yeah, it's the world's been designed to take all of our energies and pump them into mindless trinkets and baubles that then is a self-fulfilling feedback loop ever expanding this black hole.
Well, they're distractions, and they're distractions for a reason, so that those who are in power can get on doing their filthy work. And that what they're doing now is definitely that. I mean, this thing you had in the last few days about John Kerry, I mean, okay, he should have perhaps apologized because he'd said more or less that if you didn't get an education, you'd end up in Iraq.
But it's petty. I mean, it's petty disinfo to begin with. I got fooled.
Yeah.
I got fooled by this, Ralph, just a day or two ago. I heard the clip on the radio and thought, well, that is kind of unfeeling, but it's true. But, and I'm not even defending Kerry, obvious establishment guy. But
yeah.
Then I went and saw the whole clip. He was making a joke about Bush.
Yeah.
He said Bush didn't get a good education, so he's got it stuck in Iraq. He was saying Bush was dumb, and they spun that and even fooled me.
Yeah, well, of course, they made it out that the soldiers in Iraq have been writing home or some phone saying, how dare you say that about us? We're out here sweating our guts out and being killed, and somebody back home can make a cheap joke, and not only make a cheap joke, but actually get it wrong. I mean, they've more or less made it seem as though John Kerry simply didn't know how to tell a joke properly, you know.
But what about Bush at the press dinner 2 years ago saying, no WMDs here, no WMDs there? I mean, he's joking about and saying, bring it on and all this stuff.
That is such a travesty. Have you ever, for instance, lost something in the sand on a beach somewhere within 50 yards?
Yes.
And tried to find it, right?
Yes.
Well, can you imagine the thousands of square miles around the Persian Gulf, there, around the Middle East, where Blix was supposed to find weapons of mass destruction. And, in fact, the possibility is so minimal, it's minuscule, that to find anything in the sandy regions, even foot below the ground, or just covered over somewhere, and to be able, you couldn't police that amount of ground. I mean, it's inhuman to think about it.
Ralph Steadman, what are you most focused on these days? I mean, what are you thinking about most? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm watching the cars on the these freeways that actually now it's not a freeway so much as a moving mass. Everywhere we've been, there's a moving mass, and everything is chucking out filth in such a rate.
It's frantic.
It's frightening. The whole thing is becoming so. I mean, I wish that we could lose our memory and forget what a car was for. If all of us could suddenly lose our memory, what was war? What is a car for? What are all these things around us? What the hell do you do with this? You know, so that we suddenly have to fall back on common human ingenuity to make a fire and have a square meal, you know, something, even go out and hunt your own food again.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Well, I mean, it's the kind of thing I don't do a lot myself, but I have been fishing. So.
I love fishing.
Yeah.
What do you like to fish for?
Trout, mainly.
I'm not a delicate or skilled enough to do that.
Well, I think it's quite a nice thing, because I caught my first trout when I was about 10, and that was a thrill, the moment that pull on line, that sudden tremble. It's an amazing feeling. I suppose I never forgot that.
Yeah, I don't think people know. I mean, the original television was sitting around a fire with your friends and family looking into those coals. And, you know, that's the glow. I like to see that orange glow. But I drive through by the houses in my neighborhood, and every window's glowing blue.
Yeah.
I talked to folks that lived in New York, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and people then, you could see them living and fighting and arguing or dancing in their homes at night if you had a telescope in a high-rise. Now I've been in New York at a high-rise, and you just see the blue glow in every window.
Well, unfortunately, that's, I guess, how we correspond with each other now. That's how we actually make life bearable, perhaps,
yes.
By sinking ourselves into an inanimate object which actually moves, and it's full of all sorts of ideas, opinions.
Ralph Steadman, we've got a break right there. Please stay with us. I want to come back and talk about some of your new books that are out, The State of the World and Hunter S. Thompson.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's November 22nd, 2006. Gold's at $631.30, and 1 ounce coins could be purchased for $652.08, $328.59 for half ounce, and $164.30 for quarter ounce coins. That's $646.68, $328.59, and $164.30. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Don't forget our new Sunday show, syndicated out of the News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin. A lot of great stations picking it up from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. The Joke's Over by Ralph Steadman. I haven't read the whole book yet, but I read quite a bit of it last night. I just got it yesterday. Ralph Steadman on Hunter S. Thompson, forward by Kurt Vonnegut. Kurt Vonnegut, who, just out of the blue, really great guy, sent me a little hand-drawn piece of work saying thanks for the work I'd done on, I guess, 9/11. I'd love to get him on, but he says he's not doing interviews anymore. Someday maybe we'll hear Kurt Vonnegut here. I'm so envious of people like Ralph Steadman, who's worked with and good friends with people like Kurt Vonnegut and Hunter S. Thompson. Talking about your new book, Ralph Steadman on Hunter S. Thompson, The Joke's Over. Why the title, The Joke's Over?
He said it himself to me in a letter, The Joke's Over, Ralph. You're filthy. I can find it. I'll read this. I've got it here. This time you've gone too far. Your brazen, slime-coated effort to cheat me out of 50% of earnings on this book is a horrible joke, and my lawyer will take it personally. It might be easier to just settle this thing with a one-time payment to me of £50,000. That would be easier than haggling about royalties later on, eh? Anyway, here's your thinking forward. I was asking for a forward for my book. Fuck with the bull, get the horn. Why not? This could be good publicity. The Brits love scandals. Let's whoop it up. Your bleeding heart host, Hunter S. Thompson. That's where the joke. That's where the joke's over came from.
So he was a maniac.
I've got a little piece here I found. This is Hunter Stockton Thompson, A Glimpse.
Just do me a favor. This is American radio. Please try to be careful with the language. I know you don't want to excise.
There'll be none of that.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I'll stop. I won't have done it. I knew this man. He was wrong, but I loved him. 35 years I've known him. 35 summers with a length of 35 bitter winters. I doubt I will ever meet his like again. His presence cauterized my nerve ends, and these left me sickened with a joy of abject misery and downright wretchedness. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas was never a book. It was and is one man's attempt to come to terms with the loneliness of pure perception, unutterable fatigue with, and flight from, America's dysfunctional overindulgence. The fright of confronting America's sickness inside his own skin drove the poor man on a trip to his own destruction, bringing him face to face with a mirror image of himself. In his heroic attempt to escape the dark morass of America's screaming lifestyle, he sold his soul to the devil for one moment of happiness. Like Faust, he lives in mortal torment. But unlike Faust, he quite enjoys it, actually. But he would, wouldn't he?
Amazing.
How I felt about that and that book was actually more of a book, more of a response.
I mean, summing it up, boiling it down, who was Hunter S. Thompson? I mean, what governed him?
Well, I think he was an old-fashioned American, a kind of pioneer spirit, and a southern gentleman, because he was from Louisville, Kentucky. And he couldn't stand them messing with his constitution. I mean, it was sacred to him. I mean, it had been fought for. It had been written down in all honesty and seriousness. And, you know, Thomas Paine's Right of Man and Thomas Jefferson coming from Paris, bringing with him the thoughts about having government by the people again, in spite of the hideousness of all that went on. But nevertheless, he brought his thoughts about democracy back to America. There was Benjamin Franklin and all those people who actually felt there was a decent way to
what
get
do you,
things done.
Exactly. What do you think Hunter Thompson would think about Bush and basically overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution? He's now done that with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 and the Detainee Military Commissions Bill.
Well, he's really brought us in face-to-face with martial law. I mean, your whole country is, in fact, a kind of a fascist state. I mean, for all the lovely people I know here, they seem to be allowing a fascism, a kind of bleak, empty atmosphere to pervade one of the fine cities, just incredible places. I mean, even New York doesn't feel like New York anymore. I mean, maybe that's to do with the no smoking. I don't know.
Do you think it happened because Americans thought it couldn't happen here and are mesmerized by that culture, the television?
I don't think they ever had a foreign policy before. They took on Vietnam. French had left it. They took on Vietnam, and it became a hideous misery trip for them. And they said never again. And then they find they are lied to in order to go in and get rid of a dictator like Saddam Hussein.
Stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back with Ralph Steadman. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Episcopal priest, 30-year activist against the crime syndicate, will be joining us. Frank Morales from New York. Bush moves towards martial law. He's done a great analysis of Bush's military spending package for 2007. It's unprecedented, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. We are extremely honored to be joined by Ralph Steadman. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. My new film, Terror Storm, went on to Amazon 2 days ago and rocketed to 51 of the top 100 DVD films available for Amazon.com. And right now, today, it's settled back to 63 right now. Please go there and get your copy of Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. And it gets into the torture, the Gonzales memo saying they can torture children. It gets into Bush buying $1.6 billion in fake news, paying off thousands of reporters. I mean, Armstrong Williams is the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. It gets into the lies that led us to war in Iraq. It covers it all. The White House memo where they Bush and Blair met and said there were no WMDs, but they were going to try to stage their discovery. All of this is in the new film. Please get it. Available at InfoWars.com or simply go to Amazon.com and type in Alex Jones and you'll find it right there. And by driving it into the top 10, if we can do that, it will really have a chain reaction effect, and then more and more people who are not aware of what's going on will be able to get the film, and it's only $11. We priced it to move. $11.19 at Amazon.com. And, yes, I authorize you as the producer of the film, as the owner of the film, to make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes to spread it in your area. But please, now is the time to go get it at Amazon.com and drive it up into the top 10. I think we can do it. Or you can call toll-free to get the documentary, 888-253-3139. Get Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism, and you can get Terrorstorm with it for $9.95 at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. The new book is The Joke's Over by Ralph Steadman. Ralph Steadman on Hunter S. Thompson. It is a great book, and it's also full of his artwork, full of photos, full of never-before-seen stuff. It is just, last night I got home about midnight from working all day, and I ended up staying up to about 1, reading several chapters. In fact, I've got a few areas bookmarked here I want to go over, and several areas concerning Bush, and if he won the election, coming to be a dictator, which has now happened. The question is, will he try to use the power he's declared? It's one thing to say you're a dictator. It's another thing to really be one. And so we'll go over that here in just a few minutes with our guest. Ralph Steadman, any particular websites or anything else you'd like to plug here on air?
Website. I'm not too good on websites. I go there, but not really stuffy.
Sure, sure. Really, but folks can find the book just by typing your name into a search engine, or
I use Google a lot for finding out something about whoever I might be wanting to do something about or
sure.
Pictures about.
Sure,
that's
so folks
fine.
Can just type in Ralph Steadman into a search engine. Up on InfoWars.com, we have direct links to your publisher and to Amazon where folks can get the new book.
Yeah, and also RalphSteadman.com. It's easy. We'll get there. Straight there.
RalphSteadman.com. Yes, we're linked to that right now, folks. If you missed the spelling of that, you can go to InfoWars.com and find that. I want to play a clip of Hunter S. Thompson. This is from the film Loose Change, a clip from Hunter S. Thompson shortly before, right after 9/11, a few years before he died at his home, which you do believe is suicide. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to play a minute and a half clip of him talking about 9/11. And I talked to some of his other associates, and he was beginning to write and say he believed that there was a cover-up. I want to get your take on that, but here's a clip of your late colleague and friend, Hunter S. Thompson, on Australian radio.
The first question I have is basically to get from you a sense of how you would rate the American media in their coverage of the events of the attack last September.
Well, let's see. Shamefully is a word that comes to mind. But overall, the American journalism was cowed and intimidated by this massive flag-sucking, this patriotic orgy. You know, if you criticize the president, it's unpatriotic, and there's something wrong with you, you may be a terrorist.
So in that sense, Hunter S. Thompson, there's not enough room for dissenting voices?
Well, there's plenty of room. There's just not enough people are willing to take the risk. It's just sort of a herd mentality, a lemming-like mentality. If you don't go with the flow, you're anti-American, therefore a suspect. You sort of wonder when something like that happens, well, who stands to benefit? You know, who had the opportunity and the motive? You just got to look at these basic things. I don't assume that I know the truth about what went on that day. And, yeah, I just look around and looking for, well, who had the motive, who had the opportunity, who had the equipment, who had the will. I spent enough time on the inside of, well, the White House and the campaigns, and I had known enough of the people who do these things to know that the public version of the news, what I'm convinced, is never really what happened. And these people, I think, are willing to take that even further.
All right. Again, a clip from the film Loose Change using a clip from a radio interview he did. And then I talked to, in fact, I need to pull those stories. I talked to a Canadian reporter, another American reporter, that talked to Mr. Thompson shortly before he committed suicide, or some believe was killed. But you talked to his son, and you believe he did commit suicide. He talked quite a bit about it, so we have to think it probably was suicide, but we'll probably never know exactly. But you believe he did. Speaking about 9/11, before he died, he did tell reporters I've talked to that he believed there were bombs in the buildings and that it was probably an inside job or some type of involvement. Can you elaborate on that or tell us what he told you, Mr. Steadman?
Well, he never told me any of those things, and I don't think he really knew. But he, being said he was vaguely paranoid about his whole country, everything was seriously falling to pieces, he, as I just heard that, I've heard that tape before, but he seems to me that he was feeling broken by the impossibility of being able to change anything. That things were on a downward path. And you see, Americans never really had a foreign policy, as I was saying. And you lived quite comfortably within your factual shores. You know, that was America, and that was the world. Outside of America, there really wasn't anything that connected you wholeheartedly, except that the only thing I can think of is how much influence you imparted to the world. You know, you gave us all sorts of music, and all sorts of new weapons. You know, all sorts of things of that kind, and financed corrupt regimes. And it just seems that has always been going on. But they behave as though or pretend that there's nothing happening, that everything is okay, and that sound bites on a television set, which we just talked about, is going in throughout the land. People just. Oh, that's okay. That's what's happened. I see. That's fine. Don't worry. Everything's okay. It's just a matter about spying, and the other thing you mentioned, which I absolutely find the most unforgivable thing of all, is torture. That they can even discuss torture.
Have you
as a possibility.
Have you seen or read about the Gonzales and John Yoo memos, where they say they can torture someone unto death, and if they don't kill them on purpose, it's not torture? And then they expanded and said they could crush children's private parts with pliers in front of their parents?
I have heard. I mean, and it doesn't surprise me. It shocks me to the stage where I feel it is the one serious crime that I would have outlawed as unthinkable in any government. And if any government even talks about it, it ought to be rejected, not out of hand, but the government should sacrifice their right to be government. Governors. I mean, it just seems to me that torture is unforgivable. Totally unforgivable. It's this premeditated idea of causing pain ostensibly to extract information. Well, if it has to be that way, then the information is not worth it anyway. But the thing itself is so hideous. I mean, it's just like, I guess as kids we pulled, well, did we? I didn't. But there's no one that people pull wings off flies and things of that kind, but it's just it's unthinkable. And it's one of our basic rights. There are 20 rights in the Human Declaration of Human Independence. That was Eleanor Roosevelt, 1948. And I think it's number 12. The states that is completely outlawed. Torture is something. If this government is using it in any form whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned, it cancels them out as government. To be governed by people who are even contemplating such things is
well, they also, well, you're right, they also play this delusional game of saying, well, if we don't call it torture, it's not torture.
Well,
that insults our intelligence.
Yeah.
And John Yoo, who was the underling of, these memos were used by the military to implement this, and we know the children were tortured in front of their parents. That's, you know, now mainstream news. A federal judge has ordered they have to release the photos of them raping children and women in front of their families.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real, folks, not just the first stuff we saw from CBS, people beaten to death and dogs attacking people, and Rush Limbaugh just called it blowing off steam, having fun. Even the Nazis were smart enough and had enough shame to hide it. This is one of the first times, really, since Caligula or since Nero or since the Byzantines after them, where they just openly flaunted. And then we have the quote in the New York Times attributed at a cocktail party to Karl Rove saying, "We're history's actors, and all of you are simply spectators." You know, I mean, we control reality. Well, that's what O'Brien says to Winston when he's 2 + 2 = 5 and ripping his teeth out.
Well, there was also Abu Ghraib, which, in fact, was one of the most shameful things that we saw, and it was carried out in the name of some kind of democratic attempt to bring self-government to Iraq. To make people responsible for their own country, for their own way of running things, but there were these pictures of soldiers doing such hideous things. I mean, and then photographing it and laughing about it.
But then it turns out exactly what they were doing was written in memos to them. And then the White House, John Yoo was at a CFR meeting in Chicago, and he got confronted by Professor Castle. And they recorded it, and John Yoo, he said, did you write you can torture children sexually? And John Yoo said, yes, we can do that.
This is outrageous.
But yeah, in fact, we have that.
Well, doesn't that make, surely doesn't that cancel out your government? And isn't it time that there was a kind of revolution?
Yeah, it's totally, the government's totally illegitimate. Let me read from page 383 of your new book, The Joke's Over, by Ralph Steadman. Memo to the Sports Desk, Paris, 2006. Dear Hunter, it is over a year since you set the scene for your strangely planned suicide. The messages that I had received from you up to the Bush-Kerry election of 04 were infected by a dismal undertone. Quote, if Bush wins, you said, the planet is doomed. The Halliburton Corporation will rule with an army of obedient geeks who will transform America into a land fit for the religious freaks, informers, fascists, legislators, greed heads, an obscene defense budget against the terrorist, in quotes, and the defense for the preemptive action against Iran and the ambition to remain the most dominant power on Earth by whatever means. And it goes on to say that, you know, he talks about, you talk about how there's basically we're going to be in martial law here if that happened. But I don't think it even mattered to begin with. They owned Kerry just like they owned Bush. And that was that whole thing was rigged, not just rigged in Ohio, but Kerry clearly took a dive. I mean, elaborate, because everything you and he were saying has now happened, and we are now witnessing open declaration of dictatorship.
Well, isn't it obvious that you're going to witness that with a man like George Bush in complete control, with advisors on either side of him, Cheney and Rumsfeld, who have had a lifetime of learning every covert trick that is known, and then applying it again in a country where it seems to me that republicanism is about fundamentalism. A fundamentalism is about stupidity. I'm sorry.
Well, they use well-meaning Christians basically and just manipulate them. I mean, it's been in even the New York Republican Post and been in the San Francisco Chronicle that at, you know, Bohemian Grove, they bus in, quote, male porn stars to service them. There's tons of midnight visits of the gay porn stars and mainstream reports of underage stuff going on. In fact, Hunter had been talking to reporters about doing a report about that. Did he ever talk to you about how the Republican White House was obsessed with shipping in men?
He's often talked in a paranoid way about things of that sort happening. In fact, even in involving George Bush himself, we found this is extraordinary. He was in a Texas, in a party in Texas, and he came across George Bush lying stoned out of his head in a bathtub. And well, I hope he was having a good time, but he since put everything like that behind him and became found God.
You're saying Hunter S. Thompson found him stoned in a bathtub?
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson found him.
Yeah,
told me that.
I know a whole bunch of people here in town partied pretty hard with Lord Bush.
Yeah. So, but now it's to party hard is one thing, but to use your political party to put into place anything you wish to put into place that seems to suit what you consider to be the most desirable way of living and driving other people to become terrorists almost. I mean, that's
what the Pentagon plan P2OG called for, is actually to stimulate terror attacks.
Yeah, but
can you speak more, though, to what Thompson told you privately about Bush and his penchant for men?
Just that, in fact, these, there were always in Hunter's conversations examples of many covert sort of parties, not party politics, but things that were, I was led to believe, were peculiar to those in government, that there was an impossible way of living life that was given to very few.
It's a prerequisite that these guys are ultra-decadent.
You join our way. You join our way, and we'll make you, you'll be okay. You'll become well off and enjoy everything, provided you stay in our ballpark, our way of doing things.
So basically there are rites of passages to join the neocons?
Yes, rather like there would be in the Masonic Lodge, you know, so the same kind of thing. Really.
So Hunter talked a lot about weird stuff, not just that, but any black hoods or anything?
I should think the ones that he went to would have Hell's Angels around them, and he got well into that. Enjoyed that, but so he did know about all these things.
So just total debauchery.
Yeah, like in a sense, yes. But I don't think that Hunter would have done that as a daily occurrence.
We got a break. Got a break again, sir. Sorry to stop you. Here we go.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Welcome back. We're going to keep Ralph Steadman 5 minutes in the next hour with us. Then we've got Frank Morales. We'll try to take your calls in that third hour. I want to run through the details, the actual bill itself, making Bush a dictator. Ralph Steadman, I snuck into Bohemian Grove, the first and only person up until that time in 2000. Now a worker in 2005 shot more video, and I put that in the film The Order of Death. And it's all these old men dressed up in their little hoods doing their little ritual, and it gets a lot wilder. Were you aware, or did Hunter S. Thompson ever tell you anything about that?
Nope, he didn't tell me anything about that. He didn't get into that. I think he almost assumed that I would know about things like that because I've drawn things like that, and it's not that I'm attracted to it as much as feeling. I feel goosebumps about it sometimes when I think of what they can get. I mean, one of my favorite films is To Kill a Mockingbird, you know, as a film that shows you just what people get capable of when they get into a sort of a screaming sort of, I can't think of the word now, for God's sake, but it is, in fact, something that people become frantic. And I think, unfortunately, the news whips people up into a kind of frenzy. And this selection is whipping people up into a kind of frenzy. But is there anything real in it? Or is it just accusation and counter-accusation?
Well, take Skull and Bones. You know, I talked about that a decade ago. I was a kook. You know, then Peter Jennings played clips of mock human sacrifices and said it's just fun. Elites throughout history get very decadent, and they always end up, for some reason, running around devil worshipping and stabbing people. I mean, my point is, in your travels, how much of the edge of that did you graze?
I think mostly cockfighting. I think some of that, the people get into that, is bad enough. But I've never witnessed a human sacrifice of any kind.
Well, I'm not saying a human sacrifice, but just eyes wide shut stuff. I mean, did you ever hear about that or know about that?
Yeah, I do know about that,
So
but
you ever seen anything like that?
No. No, I have never seen anything like that. Listen, I'm an innocent little
English. No, I know, but I mean, did you ever, hear or see anything like that from all your contacts?
Not that I would remember now, or have I put it out of my mind? That's the point.
I understand. Right? This is a very dangerous subject.
I think I've put it out of my mind. Things that I think quite possibly happened, and
I understand, sir.
I knew John McCarthy. He was put into a Lebanese jail and kept there for 5 years, and all sorts of hideous things have happened. There's a man called William Sampson, who has written a book about being just taken off the street in Saudi Arabia and kept for 3 years in solitary confinement, where he ended up.
What'd you think of Eyes Wide Shut?
I think it's a kind of film that you make more of. You know, I mean, those sort of films are. Ever since the film, my very favorite film of all time, it's that kind of film that gets me going, which is the one, it's called Inherit the Wind. You know Inherit the Wind? Spencer Tracy. And it was about the Scopes trial. The Scopes monkey trial and the teaching of Darwin. You can't teach Darwin in schools, for God's sake. You know, where are you as a country you cannot remain that open?
We've got a break, sir. Stay there. 1 minute break, or 70 seconds to be precise. We'll come back with a final segment with you. The book is The Joke's Over. Ralph Steadman's our guest.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.